It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Hope you're having a great day. Hawks not so good last night. And yes, we are still in the midst of a coaching search. Now, the Falcons, Mike, apparently going to interview just a few more people. Antonio Pierce is going to be up next.
Yeah, and he worked briefly with Matt. I think there's some crossover at CBS. I'm a big Antonio Pierce guy. I like him. I don't know who could coach the Raiders and get it right now. They're kind of one of those franchises. Unfortunately, we're in the same boat.
True.
That is just kind of dysfunctional and hasn't been doing anything. But he had some tough love, you know, with his team. He basically told them what's what, and they didn't like that. So we'll see if he's learned his lesson. Because, you know, one thing, all these guys are getting second shots at it. Whether, you know, again, the superstars like Tomlin and Harbaugh have got the huge winning percentage and a Super Bowl ring. But do you learn something? Right? What'd you learn? Because, you know, famously, Belichick, you know, he didn't do bad at Cleveland. It took a while to get it going. He got him to the playoffs. But what did he learn by the time he got to be with New England? Because it worked, right?
It's true. And Antonio Pierce seems like a kind of guy in an interview, if you don't want tough love, I'm not your guy. I mean, he seems like that kind of dude right. In an interview to just be like, I'm always going to tell you what it is and what it isn't. But he gets another shot. And
he's almost like a defensive player's version of Hines Ward.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Tough-minded, right. Was a tough-minded player. But everybody thought that the Raiders thing was going to fit. He's a West Coast dude, grew up in L.A. You know, there were pictures of him with the Raiders cap on back in the NWA days. And it's right. Like, yo, this is going to be perfect. And it didn't work out that way. Either way, he's going to be one of the candidates that they continue to interview. And as we start the show today, guys, here's the deal. It feels like, and Mike and I discussed this along with Day-Day on our Behind the Curtain show today, it feels like all the energy out of New York has New York leading this race with John Harbaugh.
Because New York's going to tell you, Carl, okay. They're leading the race.
Correct.
New York media is going to pump it up, just like Dallas was all in their bag that we would let them talk to Jeff Ulbrich last week. Remember that?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I know you're seeing a lot of stuff, okay? Calm down. It's not done, and it's not over. If you want Harbaugh like I do, I just think this is a part of the process. But, Mike, it is a full court press. There's no doubt. People, he's in their building today. Okay, that's fine. It doesn't mean that he's not going to interview, I think, by the end of the week in person with the Falcons. But, Mike, it feels like New York is trying to do everything they can. And you know what? We always say this. When you have a guy in your building and he leaves, that's a problem. If he's in your building right. And you don't allow him to leave and they're like, hey, we're going to get this deal done today. If you want to be here and we want you as much as, you know, we're telling you we want you and you believe this is the place. A lot of times we've said this with these coaches' interviews. Guys go in, but they don't come out.
Right. Now, I wouldn't sign because Joe Shane is a putz. I said that to Carl the other day.
Good work.
I just typed in, because I love now with Google, you get the AI response. So I just typed in as you were talking.
Putz.
Is Joel Shane a bad GM?
Oh.
Whether Shane is a bad GM for the Giants is a divisive topic, with critics pointing to poor offensive line performance, high-profile player departures like Saquon Barkley, a questionable Daniel Jones contract, and an overall losing record. So, yes, he is a bad GM.
Yeah, you could have AI could have answered that with just a simple yes.
I get a kick. I do like, but I'm telling you, if you want specifics, and it's fun sometimes to beef up your argument, it is kind of neat to throw that out there.
404-726-0929. We do have a lot to get to today. We will continue our conversation as, guys, it's so fluid. It just is. I mean, like the Antonio Pierce situation, mm-hmm. You know, here's a new guy in the mix. And somebody we were not talking about last week, by the way. This is not one of those coaching candidates. There were the obvious, then the not so obvious, then the guys we connect to Matt Ryan or the franchise or somebody else. And then there are the, okay, we're going to shoot for the moon, the stars. And that's right. Now the Harbaughs and, of course, the Tomlins, if Tomlin wants to coach. And let's address this real quick because Dede was saying to us, you know, the Rooneys were saying, look, it doesn't feel like to us that he's going to want to coach this next season. And if that's the case, then all this draft compensation and all the things that may have to play out doesn't matter. Tomlin's going to chill. He's going to take a break, be on a beach somewhere maybe. Who knows? And then, Mike, if he's ready, when he's ready to get back in it, they will address all of that. But it doesn't feel like, at least according to Art Rooney II, that trading Mike Tomlin is a likelihood to happen this upcoming season, which, of course, would be this coaching cycle.
Right. So, as you said, go make some extra money doing the TV thing. Why not? That's easy money for the most part. And then get back in the game. You know, we saw, and it's funny, I'll have it for you in Guy Talk, unless we bring it up in 4th and 1. Sean Payton just went jerkmate on a
reporter?
Media member. Yeah, we'll tell you about that later. But, you know, Sean Payton did it, too. The thing is, Sean Payton has no charisma. I mean, great coach, you know, great offensive mind, but he's just a creep, you know. Yeah. And I'd love to see the thing is, you want Tomlin to be that guy, but he's not going to give you that on TV. He's not going to go all ham.
I don't think
you want him to just really have an opinion. Nobody has an opinion if they're going to go get another job.
Yeah,
that's right. The reality.
Yeah,
you know, you want John Gruden or John Madden, you're not going to get that.
No, because you're right. I mean, Sean Payton never said the Denver job sucked. Right?
Right.
The people that are running the Denver franchise, the Waltons and now all the people connected to, they're terrible people. He never said any of that. He did keep it above board because he knew he wanted to get back in.
That's what you and I talked about, like, the great debate. And I think Tom Brady has gotten better. I think Tom Brady's taken a big leap this year because I've killed Tom Brady as a broadcaster. I think this last playoff game was great. But I wanted Brady to be like Johnny Miller. For those who remember Johnny Miller, Carl and I loved him on TV because he would call golfers out. Oh, what a cowardly shot. Oh, that's weak. Those guys are mentally weak. Oh, that's terrible. I want to hear that. Give me the real juice, you know, mixed in with the X's and O's.
Yeah, Brady has gotten better, though. I do agree with you on that. And here's another thing, guys. We talk about all this coaching stuff, and we've got a lot of info to get to you. The Falcons' job, whether you believe it or not, is being perceived as the most attractive job. There are 8 jobs open, okay? And I know we have lost a lot over the last 8 years. But you have to put this in context and kind of look at it in the moment right now and what this roster has and where can you go with what you've got on this team. And you've got young talent. You've got a group that now is going to be led by Matt Ryan, who's well-respected around the league. I don't think anybody questions Arthur Blank's commitment, okay? This is different than meddling. Commitment to winning because he's willing to spend and do whatever he has to do. Hell, they just built a damn new weight room up there. It's world class, right? I mean, anything that you need to do. But I only say that to say Kevin Stefanski's name keeps popping up. And I just want to tell you guys, do not be surprised if that ends up being potentially the hire. Now, you know where I'm at with Harbaugh. But like Mike was with his brother when we went through that whole cycle 2 years ago, they didn't even interview his brother. Right, we didn't even get to this whole process where we were in the favorites list and he was going to come into the building. I would love to have him because I think he's the perfect fit for what we need when you talk about a culture change. But this Stefanski thing keeps popping up, and I just want to say, Falcon fans, this job is very attractive.
All right, while you just finished that thought, I just typed in and asked AI, Carl.
Okay, here you go.
One more time. Whether Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach is debatable, with strong arguments on both sides. He won 2 AP Coach of the Year awards in 2020 and 23 for leading the Browns to success, including a playoff win, but was recently fired after 2 losing seasons with historically bad offense, leading some to see him as stagnant and stubborn despite player talent.
Okay. That sounds like the same thing it just said for the general manager with Joe Shane and the Giants.
Yeah, now again, and then you take your predisposition. I don't have a problem with. Now, I got a bunch of buddies that are Cleveland Browns fans that live here in town or still live in Cleveland, including my best friend from high school, and they think sometimes he gets pass happy. Sometimes he abandons the run. Now, some of that happened because of injuries and losing Chubb over the years and other things, but I'm not sold on a guy that if that is true, then we've got, again, we've got to maintain the run. The run, everything with our offense comes from the run and with Bijan.
Yeah, it does. I think part of that can be true, but I also think some of it's not. And
everybody, like we said, just like Steelers fans or Ravens fans are happy their guys are gone. They were too close to
it. Well, and the Browns haven't been winning anyway. I mean, right? I mean, you had the best edge rusher in football, and you know, he sets a single season record. You still didn't go anywhere. You didn't do anything. So that's ultimately what it's about. But I don't place a lot of this on his shoulders when you talk about the failure of the organization. It starts with the terrible decision to go after and sign Deshaun Watson. And it spiraled from there, right? Either way, Stefanski, I just want to put it out there, his name continues to kind of just pop up. We'll see where it goes. 404-726-0929. If you have a favorite in the clubhouse, call us. Let us know. Right. Day-Day, we'll take a few phone calls as to how you feel about where we are in this head coaching search process, guys. Hey, we'll talk some college football along the way as we get ready for the national championship coming up a little bit later on in the show. And also, we will get into the Hawks. We're going to do that when we come back because I had a guy hit us up. I don't know if you saw this, Mike. Said we're overreacting. I guess he watched our Behind the Curtain show today.
Oh, he's a Quinn Snyder fan?
Must be. He's like, you guys are overreacting.
What has Quinn done?
You guys are We have a really good defensive team over the last defense. Few 2 weeks.
Yeah, please.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's what we're basing this on?
And by the way, last night was one of those, if Jalen can't shoot, they don't win either. I mean, they're not even, if Jalen has a bad shooting night, there's no other remedy, too. You know, which is, I've got a fun proposition as far as the Hawks roster for you later in the show.
Okay.
Guy, one of my buddies at the gym, we were kicking this around today.
Okay.
And we were kind of joking around about this would be a really good or really bad idea for the Hawks, but I'll explain.
All right. Look, and they aren't going to have to do something. We're still missing something. Old ass LeBron beat us last night. Luka, I mean, like, the reality is LeBron almost had a triple-double. We still need something else on this team. I don't know what that is. CJ McCollum's not going to hurt us, guys. He's a vet. He can still shoot. That's not it. You need a difference, another difference maker on this team, which is why everybody's talking about, okay, well, now you got this flexibility. What are you going to do? But right. We'll talk about it because they got beat by the Lakers last night. It was ugly. And one of our listeners, I say one, but maybe many of you feel this way, you're overreacting, Dukes and
Bell. We've said this before. Now, let's start. I don't need AI for this. I can tell you this one myself.
You sure you don't want to look it up? The Hawks defense.
Is this information inconclusive? No, I mean, this is the best roster, even with Trey off in this team. It is still.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
The best roster that Quinn Snyder has had since he came here. We gave him $40 million to go coach the Hawks. What is his brand? What is his style? I said it to you earlier today on the pre-show, man. Again, it's Behind the Curtain. Catch it on Twitch and YouTube. He had Donovan Mitchell. He had Rudy Gobert.
Rudy!
And they got to the final. I think they got to the conference finals once with Utah, but never did anything. So I don't know what the fascination is with some with Quinn Snyder.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.